أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. إن شاء الله we will continue our commentary on and tafsir of سورة النبأ. And Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud will recite from verse 14 to verse 18.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا صدق الله العظيم
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we explained last time, وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا, and placed a blazing lamp. We explained that, and tonight we continue, وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا, and do we not send down from the clouds water in abundance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning of this surah is describing to his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that tell the unbelievers why they are looking so strange or about what I am revealing to you about these last days, that I will call them back to their judgment and to judge them, to resurrect them and judge them. Because the believer, they said, in hiya illa mawtatuna al-ula. It is only the first death, the only one death, and it's finished. When we die, it's gone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling them in that surah, Surah An-Naba, that no, it's not that. There is another resurrection. You are going to come back, and I am going to judge you. So they were looking it strange, and Allah is saying, well, don't look at it strange. You are going to know about it, and that's why we explained at the beginning of the surah, you are going to know about it, for sure you are going to know about it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them through the different verses that we explained, that have we not made the earth as wide expanse, and is giving them examples that we did all this. It's not difficult for us to bring you back to life. And the mountain aspects, and have we not created you in pairs and made you sleep for rest and made the night as a covering and made the day as means of sustenance And have we not built over you the seven firmaments and placed therein a blazing lamp? So Allah is describing to His Prophet and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to everyone, that who can do these things? It's not difficult for him to create you back. And now he is saying, وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. And we do not send down from the clouds water in abundance. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ Clouds means when you have a towel and full of water, what you do with it?
Wring it.
This is wringing, and what happened?
Water comes.
So Allah is describing to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is a scientific discovery that the scientists found it, and Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran 1400 years ago that ma'sirat is something that you wringle.
Ring.
And then when you crush it, what will happen? Water come. If the towel is full of water, you ring and the water comes. And he is telling them, وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ. He described the clouds as that when they come on each other and they hit with each other, they become like crushing the clouds together. And when they hit together, what will happen? Water comes. And we know scientifically that a positive charge, electric charge from one side and a negative from another cloud, they hit together, you have lightning, what happens? Water comes down. So as soon as these clouds are moving, because he said, وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا, he described the water, not ثَجَّاجًا means in abundance, in huge quantities, and water to come, rain to come in a huge quantities must be storms. It doesn't come from a normal breeze that's carrying the water evaporate and goes in the cloud and then it goes down. That is not mu'asirat. Allah is showing that we have made storms that bringing water. So these storms, when you have lightning and hearing their thunder, these are what we call storms. So Allah described them as like a towel of water, full of water, and when you ring, that water comes down with such abundance. We are with such heavy rain, we are showering you. It is not something that it's very soft rain that's coming, but we are sending storms. These storms, everyone now when it happens, they tell you, go run home, is not? Because a storm is coming. Watch, what you call it? Storm watch. Allah is describing, I am sending that from heavens, is describing in that surah, that this is what I am sending to you as an evidence of my creation, my majestic power, that I am, you are receiving this, in order that I will create with that a new life. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. If it is not heavy rain, there is no vegetation coming up. The vegetation will die. If you don't have heavy rain, there is no water in rivers. There is no water in seas. All that coming with my greatness. Who put this together? Who put the oceans around the world? Who put the rivers coming from mountains? Who made this always recycling itself? coming from clouds and rain. So he's showing them that I am the one that I am recycling this, like today they are recycling water through artificial fountains. They keep running this water and this with pumps, and this water is continuously running. And how does it run? By what? By a pump. And how the pump run? By electric. And electric is what? Is energy. So I am recycling, even human beings are recycling their water by energy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending this huge water coming from paradise, from clouds, by energy, negative and positive, hitting together and sending it back. He's giving them a hint how to discover in dunya what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created to them in clouds. And this is mentioned 1400 years in Holy Quran through clouds hitting each other. No one expects that clouds hit each other and this heavy rain storms come in. So who is carrying that these oceans of water, keeping them in their places, then making these rivers running to the oceans as if they are running to their destinies? Because ocean is described in spiritual interpretational meaning of ocean is the depth of knowledge. Rivers is described as ways to this knowledge. So you see always the river has to run to the ocean, either through the ground, through inside the earth, or on top of the earth. You see that rivers at the end and in the ocean. Why? It is recycling itself. And the water that is needed to keep this balance, Allah sent it from clouds over the earth. And that is a continuous cycle of the fountain of life to keep life running in this dunya. So وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. We have sent from these clouds this abundance rain, this abundance water, huge water. And what is that also means? Means that from the different levels, وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ, these mu'asirat, these clouds, they are coming from heavens, means we are sending, because everything high indicates the heavens, everything low indicates the earth. So where is the water pouring? On what? On earth. Where are the clouds? Up. So anything up can nurture what is down. So from the highest level of these horizons and the state of the heavens of the heart, the different layers as we described them before in that surah, from these different seven levels that we described before, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, we have and have we not built over you the seven firmaments, these seven firmaments of the heart, and we explained that before. So from these seven firmaments of the heart, Allah is nurturing them with that heavenly rain that goes inside them, mix with the heart, with that, with your different levels, seven levels of your heart, is that rain rejuvenate, that spiritual power rejuvenate these seven levels of the heart and pour that knowledge on the physical body and allowing you to receive that information, that inspiration, through your heart to your mind, through these different levels. And وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. And we do we not send down from the clouds water in abundance? Means do we not send down from the clouds of the heart, from the seven levels of the heart, the water of fountain of youth, the water of knowledge, in abundance? We are sending it to you. Depend on your your container, how much you can receive from that kind of knowledge. If your heart is ready to receive, we will shower you in abundance. We will give it to you in big quantity. So we have sending that من سماوات الأرواح بتحريك نفحات الألطاف. We have moving. We are moving from the skies or the horizons of the spiritual levels of the heart by breathing, sending a breath, nice breath, nice wind, going through the seven different levels of your heart with that nice, you say breathe, isn't it?
Breathe.
With this breathe, we are sending through your heart, it will move all these different levels, ring them, and produce out of that ring, produce that water, that drop on the foundation of your heart, creating in it the نخرج به حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا, creating in it what he said in the second verse, that we may produce therewith grain and vegetables and garden of luxurious growth. We are, when that different breath that goes through the seven levels of the heart, ring them together, that showering of the water, the fountain of youth, that water of life, comes on you, the foundation of your heart. At that time, this vegetation, means this spiritual uplifting of the self, will grow up. And as it grow up, we will give you gardens of luxurious growth. So we send to your heart the water of knowledge and wisdom, to create from it, لنخرج به حبا ونباتا, to create with it. Hab means the seed. حبا ونباتا, the seed of what? Is not the normal vegetation that grow on earth, but the seed of love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. المحبة الذاتية, to create the love of the Creator in your heart. And he said, Habban wa Nabat, seed, and Nabat is a plant, that's what you say, the stem,
this plant,
the plant that goes from the ground. When you put plant a seed, what will happen?
Sprout.
So as soon as the seed of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we grow, begin to grow, then that sprout will be always in shauk. What shauk?
Taste.
Always is ishtiyaq.
Yearning.
Yearning to its source. And what is its source, its origin? It's inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are returning.